Masechet Berachot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah, Dalet. The Mishnah here is talking about a Baal Keri. A Baal Keri is somebody who had semen come out of his body. It says, Baal Keri meharher belibo. A Baal Keri is not allowed to recite the Kiryat Shema verbally, but he has to be meharher. He has to think the words of Kiryat Shema in his mind. Ve'enu mevarech lo lefaneah ve'lo le'ahareha. He's not allowed to say the Berachot that go before Kiryat Shema, or the Berachot that go after Kiryat Shema. And the reason for all of this, that he's only allowed to think the Shema, but he's not allowed to say the words, is because of a takana of Ezra, an enactment of Ezra, where he said, a Baal Keri is not allowed to say words of Divrei Torah until he goes to the mikveh. And the reason for that is not because of Tum'ah and Tahara reasons, rather, it's to limit the amount of times that a Talmid Hacham, one who studies Torah, is with his wife, is intimate with his wife, in order to ensure a sense of abstinence from these Torah scholars. So if a Torah scholar knows that he's going to have to go dip in the mikveh the morning after he's with his wife, he won't be with her as frequently. And therefore, he'll be able to attain a higher level of Kedusha. And the whole concept of being meharher, of thinking the Shema in his mind, allows him to fulfill his obligation on a biblical level. And he doesn't necessarily have to recite it to fulfill his biblical obligation. The Mishnah continues and says, "Va'al hamazon mevarech le'aharav, ve'eno mevarech lefanav." And in terms of birkat hamazon, he has to say birkat hamazon after he eats, because it's de'oraita. And the Gemara understands that when it says that he has to say Birkat HaMazon, as well over here, it's talking about Bihirhur. He has to think Birkat HaMazon, because Birkat HaMazon is from the Torah. But he can't say the words again, because he is a Baal Keri. But in terms of the Beracha Lefanav, saying the Beracha before he eats food, Ve'eno Mevarech Lefanav, he doesn't say a Beracha beforehand. The reason for that is, it's Derabanan, it's instituted by the rabbis. Therefore, the concept of hirhud, of thinking the beracha beforehand, is ineffective and it doesn't do anything. It's similar to the berachot of Kiryat Shema. The berachot of Kiryat Shema, we said over here, he doesn't say them and he doesn't have to think them as well. Same thing over here with the beracha dishona before somebody eats the food. Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on this whole opinion. Rabbi Yehuda omer mevarech lifrehem v'la'ahareihem, going on the entire Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says no. The whole takana, the whole enactment of Ezra, was specifically going on intense Torah study. It wasn't going on prayer. It wasn't going on Amidah, Shema, Berachot, etc. It was going on deep analytical study that Talmidei Hachamim would engage in, but all of this type of Berachot and all the general types of Torah that apply to the regular person, not the Torah scholar, he's definitely allowed to do, and the limits of Ezra Sofer don't apply. And by the way, the Mishnah, the Bar Tinura ends off by saying that all of this limitation that Ezra Sofer made does not apply nowadays, and nowadays there's full allowances for a Talmid Hacham to be with his wife and to have no obligation to go to the mikveh the day afterwards, and he's allowed to say Torah immediately.
Masechet Berachot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hei. As we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, a Baal Keri, somebody who had semen leave his body, is not allowed to engage in Divrei Torah or pray. So if here the Mishnah is dealing with somebody who didn't realize that fact, or forgot that they were a Baal Keri, and they're in the middle of Tefillah, Haya Omed Batfilah, if somebody was in the middle of Amidah, he started the Amidah, not remembering that he was Baal Keri, V'nizkar shehu Baal Keri, and then he remembered, midway through the Amidah, lo yafsik ela yekatzir. A person is not supposed to stop the Amidah totally. Rather, he's supposed to shorten every single beracha. So he starts off the beracha and he ends off the beracha. For example, ata honen le'adam da'at, baruch ata Hashem honen ha'da'at. But whatever's in the middle over there, a person would skip in order to finish the Amidah as quickly as possible. The Mishnah continues to talk about somebody who is very exacting to say the Shema right before Netz, right before sunrise, which is the best possible time he should do it. And he wants to dip beforehand. He goes to dip in the mikveh, but he's running late, and he's getting close to dip, to missing the time of Netz HaHama, and he's somebody who usually does that. So Yarad Litbol, if a person went down into the mikveh to dip, to cleanse himself and to prepare himself for the Shema and Amidah in his prayer, If that person has the ability to dip and then arise out of the mikveh, get dressed and cover himself, and to say the Shema right before Netz, he should do that. He should get up, get out of the water, get dressed, and say the Shema. Because we know when a person says the Shema, it has to be done in a way where it's bechavod, where it's honorable. And he has to be dressed. He can't be naked while saying the Shema. So therefore, he should get up from the mikveh, get dressed, and say the Shema if he has the ability to right before Netz. But he shouldn't just stay in the mikveh and say, Netz is no big deal, I'll say it later. Rather, he should try and get out in order to say the Shema with Netz. V'im lav, if he doesn't have the time, and he's going to miss it, if he goes out to get dressed and all that, yitkase b'mayim v'ikra, what should he do? He should make sure that he's in the water, and that the water is covering the lower portion of his body. It's separating the higher portion and the lower portion of his body. And Bar Tinura says here, it has to be that he's in water where he can't see the lower part of his body. That he's in a spot where the water is murky in a sense, and he doesn't see below him. And therefore, he can now say the Shema right at time of Netz, and then he finishes the mikveh, and he goes out and gets dressed. But he doesn't want to miss the opportunity to say Shema at the proper time, right before Netz. Avaloit kase lo b'mayim haraim, v'lo b'me ha-mishra, ad shi'atil letochan mayim. The Mishnah says, but the water that he's covering up in, if he's dipping in a mikveh that may be smelly water, or it may be water that was used in which to soak flax, as a dye in a sense, he's not allowed to cover up with that water that he may be in temporarily while he's dipping, because that water has a bad smell, and you cannot perform the mitzvah of Shema near a bad smell. So that water wouldn't be appropriate for him to cover up in. V'kama yarhik mehem umin ha-so'a arba amot. And a person, if he's around urine or excrement, and he can't say Shema in that spot, he has to walk away. He has to be away from the urine or excrement, and it has to be at least 4 amot. It has to be 4 amot away from that bad smelling source. And obviously he can't smell it anymore. And it has to be, says the commentaries, it has to be out of sight at this point. It can't be that he's 4 amot away and he sees it. Rather, it has to be 4 amot and it's not even visible to that individual anymore. And in that situation, he's allowed to say the Shema. This applies halachically very much with a baby who's wearing a diaper. You have to know if there's a baby who used his diaper. It's a used diaper right in front of you. Halachically, it could become a problem of saying Shema in front of them. A person would have to be in a different room.